Charles Giammanco runs the show at Apple Honda. He's got some great stuff happening for the weekend. Great to have you. You know, I wanted to ask you, so Medina Spirit is in the lineup for the Preakness, Charlie, tomorrow. Now, what happens if the second test, which will be revealed today, confirms the first one? Do they oust the Kentucky Derby winner in Baltimore tomorrow, my friend? That's the big question.
Good morning, Jay. You know, that's possible. They could, do something at the Preakness tomorrow. But he's going to come up clean tomorrow. And I think that second test, I told you, is going to come up clean. You know, like I said, there's a lot of stuff going on with a lot of vitamins and different type drugs that keep the horse in that kind of shape. So, like I said, you tested the rest of them, they all have some type of taint in their blood, you know. But it's, I think it's going to be a great day tomorrow. I think Medina's got a shot, but there is a, I think that Midnight Bourbon and the concert tour got a good shot also. So, it's going to be an open race. I don't think they're going to, there's no real standout. Medina looks like he's going to be the best, but it's going to be a fun race to watch. But again, I think Bob Baffin's going to come out clean. It's, a lot of, like I said, it's not just him. It's just the way the sport is. You know, it's a tough sport. They're strong athletes, and they need some help with vitamins and, things that are going to keep them in shape.
Yeah. No, listen, I get it. I always remember Barry Bonds, right? Listen, the cream and everything else. Come on now. Be careful there as far as what you apply. Keep that in mind. And by the way, Baffert is not even in Baltimore. He's still on the West Coast, which, I don't blame him. It's a major disruption. Huh?
Low profile. Yeah. Keep it low when you're in something like that going on. But let's get back to Apple Honda, Jay.
You never keep a low profile in Riverhead at Apple Honda this weekend especially. What do you got going?
I had a great weekend. A great weekend coming up. We've been doing really good right now. Really busy. I had a young couple come in last night. Great couple, Jay. Sat with him. His name is Ryan Gorman. He owns Superior Glass and Mirror. Really nice couple. And his fiance Jennifer, she was shopping for a car for quite a long time. And looking for a pre-owned, certified pre-owned. Well, needless to say, she sat with me and her fiance, Ryan Gorman. He said, wait a minute, I heard you on Jay Oliver's show. And I said, now I got to take care of you guys. And needless to say, they purchased a car and they're very happy. But it was a real nice couple. And I want to congratulate them on their engagement. But, Ryan Gorman, Superior Glass and Mirror, great guy. And the salesperson was Giovanna. She's one of my top salespeople. She's really, really good at it. You come and see her, ask for her, always ask for me. He said to you, even said, you know something? You were right. You said that you do come out and talk to everybody. I said, I do. And it was late last night. It was one of the last deals of the day. But I was excited about that. So any listeners, come on in. Just ask for me. Ask for Giovanna. She's really good. And you're going to get a good deal. And she's very happy. Like I said, she shopped for probably the last 2 months in every deal. Is just looking at cars. So it was
all right.
It was great to hear. I heard on Jay Oliver.
All right. And Charlie always takes care of people who mention the show, especially, right? We thank you for that, sir. And we'll talk to you next week, my friend. So check it out, Apple Honda, folks, right on Route 58 in Riverhead. Great place, 60-plus years. The service center is open, I think, 7 days a week. The shop, the sales area. Great people, led by the great Charles, a good friend for over 15 years now. 20 years, actually. Charles, enjoy the Preakness.
Yes.
And enjoy Apple Honda over the weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Have a great day.